Ruth chapter 4, part 5. Took, blessed, break, and gave. It is not coincidental that Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem in barley season. The book of Leviticus sheds scriptural insight about the value God has placed on the barley seed. Leviticus 27:16. And if a man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of a field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof, and omer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Numbers have significant meaning in the scriptures. The number 50 is the number of days representing Pentecost, which is a type of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Ephesians. Ephesians 1, verse 13 and 14 tells us, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." The barley value was 50 shekels of silver. The Feast of Pentecost was celebrated 50 days after Passover. So although the Lamb of God was sacrificed on Passover, he would not return as the Holy Spirit until 50 days later. Thus, 50 represents our inheritance of complete and full redemption that has already been paid on Passover. The Jubilee, celebrated once every 50 years, was the day one could be free from all debt and bondage. Again, although promised freedom, one would have to wait until the 50th year to receive it. Scripturally, the believer would only be truly free after he receives the Holy Spirit. Acts 19:2, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" We find in the book of John the account of when our Lord Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. The bread multiplied by Christ were barley loaves. John 6:9 through 13 tells us, "There is a lad here, which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Ruth portrayed the overcomer in her day, shadowing the Gentile bride overcoming in our day. Just as she was in the hands of Boaz, the Lord of the harvest, being broken, we are broken in the hands of our Lord of the harvest, Jesus, preparing to feed the multitude. Just as the breaking is necessary to separate the grain from the chaff, it is just as necessary for the barley group of overcomers to be broken until all our self-righteousness is dead and only his life comes forth. In Scripture, the feasts in Israel represent the phases of redemption. The barley gets harvested first, representing the overcomers in the first resurrection. Israel rejected Christ, so the birthright went to the Gentile bride, which Ruth represented, being a Gentile herself. She was then broken on the threshing floor, a type of dying out to ourselves, to then be used of God in whatever way he chooses. The scripture in John tells us there were 12 baskets gathered of what was left, and Jesus commanded them that none would be lost. This was foretelling how after the Gentile age is over, he would come back and reveal himself to his Jewish brethren, the 12 tribes of Israel. This was presented in the story of Joseph. The barley loaves represented the bread of life, not losing even one soul in the harvest, Gentile or Jew. We find several scriptures correlate this same pattern in John chapter 6. They all use the verbs took, blessed, break, and gave. Different men years apart wrote these accounts again, proving only one author, but many writers. Matthew 14, verses 17 through 21. And they said unto him, "We have here but five loaves and two fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Also in Mark chapter 6, verse 41, and when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven, and blessed and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. Luke 9:16. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. Taking a brief look at each of the 4 words, took, blessed, brake, and gave, sheds light on the process God uses for our full redemption.